Chapter 3. A Diamond Robbery. From that time out, we was with him most all the time, and one or t'other of us slept in his upper berth. He said he had been so lonesome, and it was such a comfort to him to have company and somebody to talk to in his troubles. We was in a sweat to find out what his secret was, but Tom said the best way was not to seem anxious, then likely he would drop into it himself in one of his talks. But if we got to asking questions, he would get suspicious and shed up a shell. It turned out just so. It warn't no trouble to see that he wanted to talk about it, but always along at first he would scare away from it when he got on the very edge of it and go to talking about something else. The way it come about was this. He got to asking us, kind of indifferent-like, about the passengers down on deck. We told him about them, but he warn't satisfied. We warn't particular enough. He told us to describe them better. Tom done it. At last, when Tom was describing one of the roughest and raggedest ones, he gave a shiver and a gasp and says, "Oh, Lordy, that's one of them. They're aboard, sure. I just knowed it. I sort of hoped I'd got away, but I never believed it. Go on." Presently, when Tom was describing another mangy, rough deck passenger, he give that shiver again and says, "That's him. That's the other one. If it would only come a good black stormy night and I could get ashore. You see, they've got spies on me. They've got a right to come up and buy drinks at the bar yonder forward, and they take that chance to bribe somebody to keep watch on me, porter or boots or somebody. If I was to slip ashore without anybody seeing me, they would know it inside of an hour." So then he got to wandering along, and pretty soon, sure enough, he was telling. He was poking along through his ups and downs, and when he come to that place, he went right along. He says, "It was a confidence game. We played it on a jewelry shop in St. Louis. What we was after was a couple of noble big diamonds as big as hazelnuts, which everybody was running to see. We was dressed up fine, and we played it on them in broad daylight. We ordered the diamonds sent to the hotel for us to see if we wanted to buy. And when we was examining them, we had paste counterfeits all ready, and them was the things that went back to the shop when we said the water wasn't quite fine enough for $12,000. "$12,000, Tom says. "Was they really worth all that money, do you reckon?"